8:31, it's the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Bureau of Land Management, Roseburg District, announcing some opening dates for the 2024 camping season. Shane Rosbach from BLM on with us. Shane, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
So here we are, finally, the beginning of opportunities to start camping. In fact, even one of those today. Talk about the first one and kind of take us through the schedule of the others and when they will begin to be open.
Sure. Thank you, Kyle. So starting off, we've got our Susan Creek Campground, which opens today for limited reservations. We've got full reservations available for the entire campground starting April 26th, and we're excited to get campers in there. We've been doing a lot of work over the winter to do repairs and everything from some of the fire damage, and just looking forward to seeing the public start to enjoy their sites again as we come into this new season with some good weather on the horizon. We have our Eagle View group site. It opens Friday, May 3rd. Cabot Creek follows that on Friday, May 17th. And then Scaredman also opens on May 17th, with Taiyi Campground continuing to be open year-round. And so we're taking our reservations later in the season to accommodate some of our fishermen and hunters. We'll have a lot of those campgrounds open through November 17th and October 20th. So a little more opportunity for people to camp a little bit longer in the season. Also, all of our campgrounds continue to be reservation only. So that's through recreation.gov. So if you want to book any of those sites, that's the location you got to go. And it's a 3-day window. So get in there early and book as soon as you can for the season.
You know, I know.
Many of them are filling up.
Yeah, and people obviously are very aware of the damage that the Archie Creek fire caused, but I don't think everybody, unless they are out there very often, realizes what a long-term process it's been to work in some of these areas and get them to be safe and being able to be used again for camping areas.
Yeah, absolutely, Kyle. It's many years in the works. The work that's delaying our full opening at Susan Creek is there's a lot of down material. A lot of trees were damaged that we've left standing as the years have gone on to see whether or not they made it or not. And as they faded out, we've had to take them down. So there's just a lot of fuel loading in there and a lot of material that could be potential fire risk. So what we've been trying to do is we've got a contractor in there working to pull that material off the hillside behind some of the campsites and make it a little more fire resistant later in the season when things dry out.
And I understand as well, you've got a few of the campgrounds that are going to still be closed for camping throughout this entire season.
Yep. So our Mill Pond and Lone Pine and Rock Creek campgrounds, which are up the Rock Creek drainage, they'll continue to be closed through this season. We're getting really close with a couple of them. We've got power back at some of those sites now, and we're going to have some. We've had crews working in there all through the winter, doing various pieces of work. And my hope is towards the end of this season, maybe we could actually open up some limited camping, maybe at Mill Pond or Lone Pine.
I'm sure for those of you who, we've talked about this before, the Archie Creek fires was really an unprecedented situation for a career. And as much as you plan a lot of things for the long term, being a staff member with BLM, ones like these really throw a kink in just about everything you're trying to do.
It was quite a event when it happened. It really changed, you know, the whole perspective for the future. You have these developed sites where that you're maintaining, and now it's kind of like, you know, how do we build them back, and how do we build them back in a good way for the future and what we have in front of us. So we've been working on that. We have an environmental assessment that's in the works. And if folks go online and look that up, it's the North Umpqua Recreation EA environmental assessment. And we're looking at some enhancements and improvements, trying to fix some ADA accessibility at some sites and just set things up well for the future.
Well, and certainly these sites and the whole North Umpqua area and other locations around Douglas County, I mean, really are a big popular camping destination for a lot of folks because they can camp, but they can also get out on the river and do lots of other things as well.
Absolutely. Camping at Susan Creek, you've got trails right out of there. You can hike down, cross Tioga Bridge. Go on to the North Umpqua Trail, which we've been continuing to do a lot of work on. Some of the enhancements that we're trying to see about doing is adding takeout and put-in access for river rafters and boaters at Baker Wayside. That's in our environmental assessment we're looking at. Just lots of different opportunities out there throughout the corridor. And our reservation numbers last year and everything we're showing, even with the fire, people are back to utilizing their public lands fully. Susan Creek Falls Trailhead, we worked to try to keep that open. That was heavily damaged in the fire, but we've got crews throughout the winter trying to keep that clear of trees as they start to fall and come down. And on that point, just distress with the public. When you're out there recreating, just be real careful. It is fire impacted areas, and get out there and enjoy the public lands, but keep your head up and watch for hazards because they're out there.
All right, good words of advice there. Shane Rossbach of the Roseburg District Bureau of Land Management, thanks for being on this morning.
Thank you, Kyle.
All right, 8:38 at the morning report.